Go and tell him them. He knows that, and that's why he only does it at night. Wait a second, interrupted Samantha. There's something I don't understand. Who pushed Bob into the river? Was it Rodney? That was my problem. Bob confused everybody. I bet nobody pushed him in. He was so embarrassed to admit that he lost his trophy, so he invented that story. No way! He's not that stupid, is he? Nobody answered. Natalia laughed. When they sailed past a curve in the river, they saw Scrooge's boat. It was like a mini Noah's Ark. Next to the boat, there were objects of all shapes and sizes. A washing machine, screwdrivers, ladders, TV and computer screens, pots, saws, scales, benches, briefcases, sewing machines, tape measures, pots, sacks, signs, parasols, a till, and even a tombstone. On the boat, there was more. The girls could see a fire extinguisher, hammers, hammocks, axes and a sink. On the roof, there was a vase and a traffic cone. Okay, so now the most important question, said Samantha. What are we going to do now? We're going to jump onto Scrooge's boat and get the trophy, answered Athelflaed calmly. He won't give it to us, you know. You're mad! I'm not going anywhere, shouted Natalia. Samantha was shocked. You tell me to get the boat, and now you say this. I can't turn around here. Exactly, Athelflaed smiled. That's why I didn't tell you at your place. I'm not that stupid, you know. If Scroogey doesn't kill you, I'll do it myself. And that's a promise, Samantha murmured. Ethel, said Natalia. She was upset. Don't do this for a stupid trophy. We know you're clever. You don't have to do this to prove anything. We're in luck. I can't see anybody. Keep quiet. He's probably inside. And Gary? Gary could be somewhere. Gary was with Rodney. And if that changes, Stan will tell me. Does anybody want to come with me? Samantha and Natalia were too frightened. Athelflaed jumped onto Scrooge's boat and whispered to the girls. I only need a few minutes. When you leave the river, turn around and come back. I'll jump back onto your boat. The boat moved up the river, and the two faces gradually disappeared. Now they are whiter than me, thought Athelflaed with a smile. Athelflaed looked around the boat. The most important thing was to hide. Scrooge could come to look at any moment. Her plan was to hide behind something and look around from there. In 5 seconds, she saw a good place and quickly moved towards some nets at the back of the boat. She took 2 steps when a door opened behind her. She stopped and heard a voice. Who are you? And what are you doing on my boat? Athelflaed was frozen with terror. Slowly, she tried to calm down. She turned and looked at Scrooge. You have to understand that all the children in Davingstock hear stories about the madman who lives out on a boat in the marsh. Adults tell them that Scrooge eats frog soup and naughty children. Athelflaed's father told her that these stories were silly, but he didn't say anything else. Scrooge was Davingstock's greatest mystery. Nobody knows how old he is. Young people imagine that he has always lived in the marsh, since Davingstock has existed. For every 5 stories about him, only 1 is half true, and nobody knows which.